be found. I don't like the golf course, the garden is a bore. At 9 o'clock on Saturdays I'm at the hardware store. I'll be buying bits of reading, stocking up with screws, making sure I've got the wire to mend a broken fuse, choosing draft extruder to stick around the door, emulsion for the ceiling and lighter for the floor. 'Cause I'm a DIY man. I stop at nothing, do or die, man. When it comes to painting, plastering, or putting up a shelf, if you want the job done properly, you gotta do it yourself. My bungalow is bursting with jobs that I have done. I've altered everything that I could reach. I've done carpentry and plumbing, and even turned my hand to things that Barry Bucknell couldn't teach. I've chivied up the kitchen with gaily colored tiles, the living room is painted powder blue. I've brightened up the bathroom, the wallpaper is washable, and you'd never recognize the loo. 'Cause I'm a DIY man. I stop at nothing, do or die, man. When it comes to painting, plastering, or putting up a shelf, if you want the job done properly, you gotta do it yourself. But now the house is finished, my masterpiece complete. Saturdays and Sundays aren't much fun. I've searched in desperation for jobs that I could do, but everything I could do, I have done. But if life is not worth living, 'cause there's nothing more to do, there's one last job for the true handyman. The ultimate in DIY, the final little task, do yourself in the best way that you can. Electrocution's easy, gas can be quite fun, a power saw is quick but makes a mess. Bricking up the wall is perhaps the best of all, but the subsequential smell can cause distress. Crucifixum's classy if you can hold the nails, drinking turpentine is worth a try. There are countless possibilities lurking deep inside the agile mind of Mr. DIY. 'Cause I'm a DIY man. I stop at nothing, do or die, man. When it comes to suicide, don't trust the national health. If you want the job done properly, you gotta do it yourself.